on the end of her fingers. Ben's dad, meanwhile, worked as a security guard at the local supermarket. The highlight of his 20-year career thus far was stopping an old man who had concealed 2 tubs of margarine down his trousers. Although Dad was now too fat to run after any robbers, he could certainly block their escape. Dad met Mum when he wrongly accused her of shoplifting a bag of crisps, and within a year, they were married. The car swung around the corner into Grey Close, where Granny's bungalow squatted. It was one of a whole row of sad little homes, mainly inhabited by old people. The car came to a halt, and Ben slowly turned his head towards the bungalow. Looking expectantly out of the living room window was Granny. Waiting. She was always waiting by the window for him to arrive. How long has she been there? Thought Ben. Since last week? Ben was her only grandchild, and as far as he knew, no one else ever came to visit. Granny waved and gave Ben a little smile, which his grumpy face just about permitted him to reluctantly return.
"Right, one of us will pick you up tomorrow morning at around 11, said Dad, keeping the engine running.
"Can't you make it 10?
"Ben," growled Dad.
He released the child lock, and Ben grudgingly pushed the door open and stepped out. Ben didn't need the child lock, of course. He was 11 years old, and hardly likely to open the door while the car was driving. He suspected his dad only used it to stop him from diving out of the car while they're on their way to Granny's house. Clunk went the door behind him, and the engine revved up again. Before he could ring the bell, Granny opened the door. A huge gust of cabbage blasted in Ben's face. It was like a great big slap of smell. She was very much your textbook granny. White hair, false teeth, thick glasses, tan tights, floral print dress, mauve cardigan, burgundy slippers, hearing aid, hairy chin, smell of cabbage, used tissue tucked up sleeve, a packet of Murray mints close by.
"Are Mummy and Daddy not coming in?"
she asked, a little crestfallen. This was one of the things Ben couldn't stand about her. She was always talking to him like he was a baby. Brum, 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 brum. Together, Granny and Ben watched the little brown car race off, leaping over the speed bumps. Mum and Dad didn't like spending time with her any more than Ben did. It was just a convenient place to dump him on a Friday night.
Sorry, Granny, spluttered Ben.
"Oh, well, come in then," she muttered. "Now, I've set up the Scrabble board, and for your tea, I've got your favourite, cabbage soup."
Ben's face dropped even further.
"No,"
he thought. Chapter 2: A Duck Quacking. Before long, Granny and grandson were sitting opposite each other in deadly silence at the dining room table, just like every Friday night Ben could remember. When his parents weren't watching strictly on TV, they were eating curry or going to the movies. Friday night was their date night, and ever since Ben could remember, they had been dropping him off with his granny when they went out. If they weren't going to see Strictly Stars Dancing Live on Stage Live, they would normally go to the Taj Mahal, the curry house on the high street, not the ancient white marble monument in India, and eat their own body weight in poppadoms. All that could be heard in the bungalow was the ticking of the carriage clock on the mantelpiece, the clinking of metal spoons against porcelain bowls, and the occasional high-pitched whistle of Granny's faulty hearing aid. It was a device whose purpose seemed to be not so much to aid Granny's deafness, but to cause deafness in others. It was one of the main things that Ben hated about his granny. The others were: 1. Granny would always spit in the used tissue she kept up the sleeve of her cardigan and wipe her grandson's face with it. 2. Her TV had been broken since 1992, and now it was covered in dust so thick it was like fur. 3. Her house was full of boring books, and she was always trying to get Ben to read them, even though he loathed reading. 4. Granny insisted you wore a heavy winter coat all year round, even on a boiling hot day, otherwise you wouldn't
feel the benefit.
5. She reeked of